The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran home!
I'm feeling a little lethargic because yesterday was Thanksgiving and I had my first Thanksgiving lunch. It was beautiful. CJ Landry came over and his wonderful girlfriend Izzy. And my friend Eve came over, and my wife made a beautiful mac and cheese with the help of my friend Samantha, who had to leave the day before, who actually got stranded in LA for Thanksgiving because her flight got cancelled. But she seems to have had a nice time, excuse me. This meal, this Thanksgiving meal, I had, you know, you see it fetishized in American films and things where they, you know, mama did the turkey just this way. What ain't Thanksgiving if we don't have homemade cranberry sauce? Well, who's doing the yams? And I didn't really understand it, the need for it to be exact. I get tradition, but the people only go on about Thanksgiving lunch that way. They don't go on about the 4th of July barbecue that way. It seems like you can have some innovations there. Or they don't go on about even Christmas, you know? Things for Christmas, but not the meal. The meal is the central Thanksgiving thing. And I'll say this as well, in the lead up to Thanksgiving, it's the festival that Americans take most seriously, more than Christmas, I believe. And also, there are almost no external influences pushing you to Thanksgiving. There's like things that are on TV, you know, the football will be on, and the dog show in the evening, and the Macy's parade. But if you are the sort of person who believes in elites outside the population forcing something on people, Thanksgiving is not like that. Thanksgiving springs up from the core, dare I even say the stomach, of the American people. There's not like a Thanksgiving product. You have to buy like turkey. You have to buy all the stuff for the meal. But I don't think Big Turkey has thought up Thanksgiving. It's merely the beneficiary. It's real. It feels authentic. And people want it a certain way, and I didn't quite understand that. But I have a better understanding now that I've eaten the meal. We had what I'm told was a fairly good representation of the meal, with the turkey and the, you know, the rolls, the sweet rolls, sweet potatoes, Hawaiian rolls. And we had a big salad, green bean thing, gravy, ham. It was a beautiful meal. And afterwards, I was more full than I'd ever been. And I'd sort of scoffed at Americans for their Thanksgiving meal. It seemed like nonsense. Like, you run the world. You can't handle lunch. Then you eat the meal. I think all of those components of the meal are designed. People tell me there's like melatonin in things and things are very carb heavy. It's like the perfect meal to make you feel full and tired afterwards. If you get a little bit wrong, maybe you won't feel as tired. I see now that Thanksgiving is closer to a drug ritual where everyone is pursuing this enormous, you know, you really enjoy eating it and then you feel huge and like your body, the stomach forced you to rest. It's too much. If America was ever going to be invaded, and I hope it's not, but if I was an enemy army thinking of invading America, I would choose as the date of invasion immediately after everybody has just eaten Thanksgiving. The meal. I guess after lunch. Because, you eat that meal at lunch, then you eat it again at dinner. You take a nap, maybe in between, and then there's like football games all over the place. But you feel so full an hour after Thanksgiving. I think, you know, you're the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Chinese have invaded! Oh, no.
Where are they?
Well, California.
Oh. Let it go. Let it go. That's sad.
You can't do anything. And it's the second day, and I feel I'm shocked that people are getting up and doing their Black Friday nasty, pushing, shoving, shopping, snatching type stuff. I won't be doing that today. I am still getting it together. It's a big meal. Everything's closed. I had a bit of a disaster Thanksgiving morning. So, Izzy, CJ's lovely partner, I had asked them, you know, what I could do, because so many other people, the Americans, they were doing food for the Thanksgiving. And he said, well, margaritas. The girlfriend loves margaritas. And I said, I will organize margaritas. And I didn't know that everything would be... I guessed that things would close. I knew that HEB, the supermarket, closed at midday. And I thought, well, I'll have the morning to get the tequila for the margaritas. I did not. Liquor stores, by law, are closed on Thanksgiving, which I respect. I think more things should be closed more often. Give some people some time off. And I was sad to be contributing to the problem by needing to shop. I had bought everything else for the margarita in the previous days, other than the hard liquor. I'd bought the margarita mix. We got the ice. We already had glasses. Not for margaritas, just glasses in general. But I didn't have tequila. And so there I went to like five different liquor stores that said they were open on the Google Maps before realizing that no one had updated properly and no one would be open. And then I started to really panic because I have these people over for Thanksgiving. And the only thing that I said that I would really take care of was the margaritas. I also bought the Hawaiian rolls. They were excellent. But the margaritas. And you can't have a margarita without tequila. I started calling people. No one had tequila. People were out of town. I thought, well, the Hispanics don't seem to celebrate Thanksgiving the same way that some of the other Americans do. You know, people who've got here quite recently, people who've wandered up across the border, Thanksgiving might not mean as much to them. I saw some food trucks open, and I thought, well, we'll find a food truck that does margaritas, and I'll just buy their bottle of tequila. We'll make a deal, the hombres and I. No luck. And at a very, very low ebb, got onto Matt McCusker. And I said, Matt, he said, I'm not in Austin. I'm away. He didn't say it like that. He said, hey, man, I'm away. Oh, I'm sorry, what's up? I said, I need tequila. And he said, oh, just go to my house. Pick up some, I've got a bottle of tequila. He had a bottle of beautiful tequila. I went into his house. His dogs greeted me so warmly. I don't want to give that away, but the dogs were very nice. They've met me before, so if don't you find out where he lives, because the dogs will kill you. Big dogs, but lovely dogs for me. I loved it. I got the tequila. Nicer bottle of tequila. Over the phone when I was asking for tequila, Matt's darling wife, Brittany, said, do not mix it with anything. That is good tequila. And I said, can we make margaritas? And she said, okay. I love Thanksgiving. I love watching some of the parade. It looked very rainy and bleak in the parade. Dog show was fun. Got to watch that with the wife. Then everyone else went. The kids were in bed and we got to stay up playing a cooperative board game because we're fun people like that. And I got real rest. You get real rest. Your body forces you to rest. It's good. It's nice. I'm glad to be here in America. And I'd like to thank all of you on the James Donald Forbes account. I'm sorry that I'm lethargic and slow today, but I'd like to thank you for getting me to America and for making this worthwhile. I arrived in this country with no social security number, not a lot of prospects, no job, no car, no bank account. I don't know if I said that. No money. In fact, negative money. In fact, yeah, I owed a lot of people money, and I have to start paying some of that back. Amos, I'm going to Venmo you today. And it's been difficult. We moved here. We had to move house. We were without a house for a time. Some beautiful people who were in Japan, friends of a podcast listeners themselves. I'm sorry we don't get to spend more time. Hit me up. I apologize. It's been a busy year. My wife has suffered a lot. She's doing well today. She had a really nice Thanksgiving. And we got to have a friend over for a while, for a couple of weeks, our dear friend Samantha. And that was so nice to just... She was so helpful. And she got us back on our feet in many ways. I can't say thank you enough. Thank you! The kids are doing well. The wife's doing a lot better. I'm doing okay. We're making it work in America. I wanted to... this will be the last podcast episode for a while. I'm taking December off. I want to let you know. Not just to recover from the Thanksgiving meal that I've just had, but I took December off last year, and I think it's important to have a sort of reprieve, dare I say, Sabbath. It's important to take some time off so I can come back refreshed and recharged. And also so I can think existentially about the podcast, which really worked last time. I took that month off and I got myself ready to go to America. And now, can I tell you the success we've had? I don't want to boast. I don't want to go on about it, but you should know what you're a part of. I started writing down the numbers. So over the last year, the podcast has grown roughly 28 times bigger. An episode of the podcast, an average episode of the podcast from October, I'm just looking at the first 30 days of it coming out, compared to October of 2023, it's 28 times bigger. We've gone from 500 downloads to something like 14,000 downloads when you combine the YouTube and the audio. There was no YouTube before, so we expanded into that. Hello! 28 times. That's a big number. That's big. The Patreon has gone way up, 7 times bigger. 7 times more money now comes through the Patreon than when I came to America. I do note that that's substantially lower than the podcast growth. I have not done enough to push the Patreon. I will be doing something big to push the Patreon this month. Can't tell you what it is yet, because I don't know if it'll happen and if I have to do something else to make up for it. Sam Clark, I know you've been busy. We've got work to do. Big thing coming on the Patreon. Instagram is like 4 times bigger. First month, book sales. I have a book come out every year of poems. It's up 800%. Wow. Thank you for buying Splish Splash, which was temporarily the number one selling book of poems. The music career continues to struggle, but I have a plan. Don't you worry about that. That's coming soon. And YouTube subscribers up 400%. So this is all positive. Oh! I'm getting a second wind now. First wind, really. I don't think there was a win to start this podcast, but we're getting into a win. There are 2 ways success can destroy you. I say this all the time. This is my classic hip-hop, punk music difference. Both movements become successful. One dies. One thrives. What am I? You can either ruin your success by changing or by not changing. And the difference, because success is different, you have to say, so am I punk rock or am I hip hop? If you have hip hop and you just keep doing the same thing, that's great. You started out rapping about having no money, now you're rapping about having a whole lot of money, and people can go with you on that journey. Punk music, you rap about being a poor degenerate, not rap, sing. Na 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 na. But then you have money and success. Not that I have money. Not that I have a huge amount of success. We're still dropping the ocean of what we need to buy that boat. But those numbers are silly compared to where we were at. This is a real enterprise now. I see YouTubers. I see YouTubers do this. You know, they have low production values. And then they have a lot of viewers, and you think, well, hold on, this is now no longer you shooting it this way on a bad microphone with bad lighting and all these bad things because you have to. This almost feels disrespectful that we're all here together to support you and look at you, and you're not taking the time to make it good. It's punk rock. It's not hip-hop. Do you understand what I... Anyway... So I have to rethink. It has to be rethought. Because I think increasingly there are too many people watching and supporting and viewing for me to keep it ramshackle. Because at some point, you know, you're a man on his knees in shallow water, drowning himself and begging for help. No, we've done well at that. But it's time to lift up and be better. I'm shooting this on an old iPhone. I'm shooting this in a... You know, Samantha got us this, which is nice. We've got these new lamps. Get rid of this old thing. It's time to take a step up. It's time to go into a new paradigm. And I'll be thinking about that over the coming month of December. Visual stuff. People have commented. People who haven't come along for the full journey and maybe have dipped in and out. And one of them said, man, when you went to America, the aesthetic drops off significantly. I try not to read the comments, but I saw that one. And I thought, yeah, that's because Sam Clark's not here. That's because the man who is the visual component of my brain, my dear friend and wonderful helper, Sam Clark, who's so good at all that, isn't here. And it's me. And I need to figure out if I can get better at that or if I need someone to come in and help. Because the joy that is brought by it being beautiful is substantial. I've tried to take a step up so that we could have multiple people on the podcast. I got a bigger recording machine. The other one could take two microphones. This one can take four. And then regrettably, highly, highly regrettably, this didn't work with GarageBand. So I had to get the trial. I've got a couple of weeks left for Logic Pro, which I barely know how to use. I hope this sounds all right. I'm finding it very difficult, and I need to take a step up. Now, the end point will be better. We'll be able to have more people on, and it'll sound better for you. There's some growing pains there. And it may require getting help. You know? Punk rock, small, niche. Hip-hop, big, entourage. Team grows with you. No new naysayers. That must be considered. Because we have big things to get done for me to have a boat. Big things. The board game. Samantha, my old boss, is now head of making the board game. Her partner, Nick, wonderful Nick, great stop motion animator, very creative man. We're reaching out to him. Nick, you're a Patreon. Hello. We haven't spoken about this yet, but I spoke about it with Sam, and she said she spoke about it with you. We're going to make this work. I think a board game. Doing the special. I thought, well, I'll just film my own special. And I thought, James, you can't be behind the camera and on stage at the same time. Well, I'll take money, I'll buy cameras, and I'll pay a man on the street. No, you get a production company. You get someone who does this. I wanted to get Sam Clark to come over and do it. It was too hard with timing and visas. I found some people in America I'm talking to this weekend about shooting the special. I'm finding the best people. I looked at a lot of specials that have been shot at the comedy mothership where I'll be doing the special. And I've just found the best people. The people who do the audio right, who do the visual right, who effing get it. We work with the best. Sandwich shop, I've got some great ideas about, but that plan's on the back burner until we finish the movie. At the moment, you know, this it's hard to make this into content. And when we actually start making the movie, I don't know what we'll do, but we've started getting money in for the movie. And we're starting to get people record their audition tapes to cast the movie. It's happening. We're really making a movie. Like, we have enough money now that we can make the movie. The difference is if we, you know, we want to make the movie we want to make, but we could make a movie. So next year, in the middle of the year, I will be leaving America with the family. I will be going to Australia for several months. And as well as probably doing a new comedy tour. Whoa. I will be making a movie. I'll be directing a movie. I don't want to be in it. People are pushing me to be in it. I don't want to be in it. I don't act well. Write a director. Sam Clarke doing the full visual spectrum of stuff. I'll have input, but he is the man. I love Sam Clarke and I miss him so much. The fashion house might have to wait. I'm going to go and talk to Blondie. Getting some huge interviews. Graphic novel. I'm meeting this week about starting that up. Turning Wimbledog into a graphic novel. We've written Wimbledog. The script's done. I think it's going to be a great live action movie. Perhaps on the road to that could be great. But I've already written it. I can't draw it. So I'm talking to a great visual artist about drawing it. So I mean, bring people in. I've done my part of that. Bring in another guy who does his thing better. You can't sail a big ship alone. You can sail a small ship alone. I don't want a small ship. I want a big ship. And you need a crew. At some point, you have to step back and go, I am the captain. I'm getting this done. And I'm not good at that. You know? I'm not good at that yet. I'm getting better at that. And of course, the movie. I think we already pointed out the movie. We are hip hop. We are not punk rock. We were punk rock, now we're moving over to hip hop. Gee, can't imagine. Here's what I'd like to be, though. Classical composer. Classical composer. Forget all this hip hop. Forget all this punk rock and roll, Ramones, sniff and glue type nonsense. I'm Beethoven. Yeah, that's the model. Mozart. Obviously, my musical compositions don't rival theirs. My musical compositions are very bad. But the album's going well. Not going well, the album's going better. We're not selling out arenas on the back of the music just yet. But I have a plan. All right, whatever. We'll talk about that later. Excuse me. Whew, little wave of energy there. I'm taking the month off. That's sort of what I'm trying to get across. And that'll be good. That will be good for me. That will be good for you. I'm not taking the month off doing the Patreon. Obviously, stuff will keep coming out on the Patreon, but publicly. December's over. It's done. I'm going to come back in January with a new special, a new way of doing the podcast, existential thinking. And a big part of it will involve not talking about myself and the podcast. That time is over. That well is dry. I started writing new poems for the Book of Poems, and I can't, like, for next year's Book of Poems, it's going to have to be an entirely new way of doing poems, I think. Could be wrong about this, but whatever that style of poetry, people said it was bad poetry, people said it was intentionally bad poetry, good bad poetry. They found a lot of ways of putting nice adjectives in there with bad poetry. Three books of that is the most that I got. I said everything I wanted to say in that style. I'm sorry. There's a couple extra ones that if we ever put out a compilation book, I'm also having a meeting about that. I think this one sold well enough that we could probably get... I think we should get a publisher and compile all three books of poetry and, you know, get that out to Penguin. Get me on the Jimmy Fallon show. Anyway, that's done. That chapter, I think, I could be wrong, and then maybe I'll just write a whole lot more of that, but I think there will be another book of poetry next year, and it's got to be in a different style because I can't do that. at the moment anymore. Because at some point you go, oh, people are buying these. People, 350 people in a month buy the new book of poems. Excuse me, I've become erratic. Wow. Wow. You know, they deserve something good and beautiful. Your poem's not good and beautiful, James? No, I think they're great. I hate everything I do. Anyway, this self-referential stuff, it's nonsense. It's over. It's finished. It's in the past. It will not be with us. If I can help it. See how much I can help it moving into the future. Because it's undergraduate. Oh, what have I done? I've kicked that out. Yeah, I'm ready to become graduate. No more undergraduate. Now it's all graduate. There are great people out there. They have a right to be used. I have a right to use them. We should use each other in a big, beautiful using ceremony. It's hard. It's hard to make that step. I'm not treating the ADHD. I am going to do more exercise. All right. Excuse me. I'm thinking in big terms here. Ah! I'm just thinking about, like, what can I do? What can, you know, what would be good for you? I want it to be good. I want people to be able to sit down and go, ah, yes. Yes. That's good. There was a rat dying out front of my house yesterday. I didn't know what was happening. It didn't move. It was moving just a little bit. And I, it was during Thanksgiving, and then there's a rat outside my door. A very cute rat. It was really cute, and I don't know if it had been poisoned or whatever, but it was in bad shape. And it was right by the door, and the kids couldn't go outside and play because they'd interfere with the rat. So I had to... Some people said, put it out of its misery. They said it sort of like obliquely, like no one actually thought, go and hit that rat. Go kill that rat now. Which may have been the kind of thing to do, I don't know. But what I did, I got the shovel, I scooped the rat up, and I moved it into a nice, soft part of the garden where it just stayed and sat. Not really able to move very much. And in the morning I came out and the rat is definitely dead. It's dead. And then we saw a woodpecker or a blue jay. We don't know what it was. But just after I went and confirmed the rat was dead and I was singing, my wife having a coffee, and we saw a beautiful bird in the tree pecking away. I have to dispose of this rat now. I don't think I've ever seen a rat. They're big. I've seen a lot of mice, but it's cute. It's a cute rat. Apparently really smart. I wouldn't say no to having a pet rat. I was sad. I'm sad it died. Blue Jay was very beautiful. The cold's coming in. Which makes sense because it's the end of the year, but in my country, I mean, this is the first time I've had a year start cold and end cold. Usually it starts hot and ends hot, and it's cold in the middle, and that doesn't make any poetic sense at all. But for it to start in bleak, dark, difficult, and end in that, and have a sunshine of your life, and you map your own years onto that. I'm in the springtime of my life. These are my autumnal years. I think I'm in summer. I think I've aged into summer. The day, the year, the menstrual cycle. It's all beginning and end. Cycles.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia,
who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.